have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions and comments to 504-556-9696. And now the host of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com, and of course on the Mixler app. If you haven't downloaded that, make sure you do so. It's available for both Android and Apple products. It's free. There are no ads. So that is the place to be if you want to catch up on all of your favorite WGSO programming. I have a very special guest with me tonight talking about one of our favorite festivals of the year, French Quarter Festival. And I have none other than Morgan Valerie from French Quarter Festivals Incorporated. Morgan, how's it going?
It's going wonderfully. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. And we are oh so very close to the festival, and it's such a great time. I'm so happy that you stopped by so you can let everybody know about all the fantastic stuff that's going on this year. We can talk about the food for days. We can talk about the music for days. So let's start off by talking about what's new this year.
Well, so, you know, it's funny. I think every year we come out and we say we want to just make sure we do this right. And then in the middle of saying we want to make sure we do this right, we say, and then we want to blow it up and do 20 new things. So we are bringing back some of the things that people love to see at our festival every year. But we have pushed the experience to a new level this year. Since the pandemic, we brought some of our stages in-house. And so for the first time since 2019, we've kind of grown that number again. So this year we'll have 22 stages. And that includes two brand new stages that have not been a part of the festival experience before. One of them is our DJ stage. So that's going to be the Posi Gen Solar DJ stage. And that's going to be 24 new DJs because we've also not had DJs before. Right. So that's fun and very different. And Posi Gen is joining us for the first time this year. So that is a cool experience. They're going to be in Aquarium Plaza right on the riverfront. And then we'll also have the Culinary Stage, which is brand new as well. We're excited about that one. That is presented by Kingfish Kitchen and Cocktails. It will also be kind of close on the riverfront area. It's going to be on the Kohlmeyer Lawn, which has some great food around it. But we're going to be doing chef demos with some of your favorite chefs out there. You get kind of a behind the scenes look at how they prep this food and get all these delicious things at festival going, but also get to know some of the chefs. Chef Kevin Belson, who everyone loves, he'll be a part of the experience. He is going to be our host all 4 days of the festival. We're going to throw in some happy hours every day around 4:45 between the sets to talk about the cocktails we have going on at Fest. So that's fun and new. In addition to that, some of our kids' stages are moving a little closer to the riverfront. So Ernie's Schoolhouse stage, which has historically been down at the Homer Plessy School, is now going to be a little bit closer to us. It's going to be on the riverfront, also in Aquarium Plaza. So right between that DJ stage and the culinary stage. The New Orleans Jazz National Historical Park Kid Stage will actually be housed at Jazz National Historical Park on Decatur in their courtyard. So that's fun if you've got young ones. This is a great time to bring them over to those stages to have a chance to see some of the fun stuff that's happening. It's all day on Saturday. It's all day tomorrow and Sunday. Also for the kids, today we started our Chevron Children's STEM Zone. So this year is the STEM Extravaganza. So that's going to be a fun kind of scavenger hunt. So the kids were having a great time today out on the Natchez Wharf. It'll be back tomorrow as well from 11 to 5 p.m. So definitely stop over there. In addition to that, I mean, we've got, man, 16 new food vendors around the food, around the festival grounds, which is, we've got some really great stuff. We've got over 70 new debut musicians hitting the stage and
Wow.
performances. That's exciting. WWL's got a broadcast stage this year live. So if you want to be on TV, head over to Spanish Plaza. Spanish Plaza, we haven't been there in many years. We're expanding back into that space near the Riverwalk. So Jack Daniel's stage will now be over in that space.
Okay.
So you can find us over there as well. The BK House Garden stages, we've got two stages that used to be out on Bourbon Street. We brought those in-house. They are now inside the BK House. So they were rolling today. The music over there is amazing. You can see them again tomorrow on Sunday. Make sure you make your way out there. You know, folks, some folks are riverfront folks, some folks are jazz museum folks, some folks love our street stages. So we try to make sure there's a little bit of everything for
I think a
everyone.
lot of people are jazz museum folks because it's pretty shady.
Right, because you never know what the weather's going to be like for
Right.
French Quarter Festival. It's always beautiful, but it always throws you for a loop here and there, at least on one of the 4 days.
Right. Well, and you know, what I find to be so helpful when it comes to French Quarter Festival is the app. The app is fantastic. You can bookmark, you know, things that you, bands that you want to see in the, and the food you want to try. It's such a cool app.
Yeah, thank you. We are always trying to find ways to make that experience or the app even better for folks. So when you're out on the festival grounds, if you're not looking to hold that printed brochure in your hands because you're trying to dig into some crawfish or grab a cocktail or running behind the kids, the app can stay tucked into your pocket the entire time. And so that's got everything. It's got the music schedule. It's got the culinary lineup by food area. It's got a map, our public map as well as a Google map. It's got a link to our special events. It's got information about our Going Green program, ADA and accessibility. You can create your own festival experience with the MyFest options where you can, you know, chart out, hey, I want to be at the Abita stage at this time around 11:15, but I got to make my way over to Jack's Brewery lot by 12:15 for this next artist, and I got to make sure I pick up my Cochon de Lait out at, you know, Jackson Square before I leave for the day. So that's a great way to always keep connected. Notifications also come through the app if there are changes in the schedule or if there's a merchandise giveaway, because we have those. If there's a stage that we're letting roll a little bit longer, or even if there's weather on the way, we want to make sure our folks know what's happening. You can find those notifications in the app as well. So definitely a great tool to have. It's available in the Android and the iOS Apple store for download, and that is for free as well.
That is awesome. And I was looking on the website, and there's also VIP experiences too, huh?
Yeah, so you know, part of our mission as a nonprofit is to ensure that there is access for all to our festival, and that's been true for this, our 40th annual festival. We celebrated our 40th anniversary last year, and every year we wanted to be sure that folks can bring the whole family along with them for free. But we also know that folks sometimes want a little bit of an elevated experience or looking to kick it up a gear or a notch, and so we've provided for the past few years our Fest Family experience, and we have pushed that even further this year. So now folks can grab on those VIP premium passes, and there's Fest Family and there's Fest Family Plus. And so Fest Family is going to be the same things you've kind of seen in the past with the addition of a fourth hospitality lounge. So near the Abita Beer stage, near the Jack Daniel's stage, near the Chevron stage, and now at the Jazz Museum, you'll have hospitality lounges. When you have access to a couple of free beverages each day, you've got some separate restrooms for you guys, elevated seating at some of these locations, chair massages near Chevron stage. So make sure you check that out. And the Fest Family Plus option this year gives you access to front of stage. And so that's not something we've offered to the general public in the past. But it has been going really well this weekend. People are really loving it. Typically, it's only been for sponsors. We wanted to make sure that some of our other folks who want to get so close to the stage they can almost reach out and touch the artist have that option now. You know, our crowds are large, so it's nice to have a special space that you know is always available for you. So, you know, those passes are well worth it. You can get a daily pass, so you still can grab one if they're still available for tomorrow for Sunday. Take advantage of that. If not, and you got that 4 day pass and you were set for the whole weekend, and maybe you even took advantage of the parking. You've got parking available right near the riverfront, near the Abita stage. So I'm hoping folks were able to get all those good goodies this year and kind of step it up and make their fest experience even more memorable.
Well, I certainly hope so too, because if they're not, they're missing out. It's such a great time and such a wonderful festival and so well done. And the parking thing, that's amazing, because it's you know, that's something that's very valuable in our city is parking.
Very, very cool, for sure. For sure. That's definitely something wonderful to be able to add in for folks.
So, and you know, it's one of those things too, where I always, I like for, you know, for being from out of town, whenever, you know, I have friends that when they want to come in, like come in for the French Quarter Festival, you know, it's such a cool event, and, it's free. And it's an opportunity I find where folks can go and try some of the best restaurants in town at a very affordable price, and see you know, our local musicians, and really, it's a chance to put New Orleans fully on display.
Absolutely. I mean, there are a few places you can go and get all of what New Orleans has to offer all in one space and place. And so, you know, we take a lot of pride in what we make available to everyone. And so the food, you know, folks come for the food and stay for the music too. That's
That's for
also
sure.
a thing. And there's not many places you can go where you can get, you know, a Two Jacks or a Dickie Brennan's out on the streets and walk around with it
Sure.
for prices that are much lower than you might find in the restaurants. But also sometimes a lot of these restaurants that we have, they only serve these dishes at the festival. You cannot find them at the restaurant. So we know folks are looking for very specific things in different places. We've got seven food areas this year, including the addition of Spanish Plaza. We've got some great new additions, Lufu Nola Indian Kitchen. I think everything on their menu you can only get at the festival. This is their first year with us. Nori Guys is coming out with some really cool sushi tacos. So marry those two worlds together, something different. But you know, we've also got those things that people are looking for. Redfish Grill is back with that barbecue oyster po' boy, which is delicious.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, Chef Shonda's joining us the first year. She's got some delicious jambalaya arnici. Oh my goodness, they're chef's kiss. So yummy. There's just so much. We've got about 69 different food vendors this year. Again, 16 debuts. So, you know, go and try the new stuff, but also make sure you get some of that stuff that you've loved for so long. We've got crawfish for you guys, which you know has been a crazy thing this year. Mrs. Wheat's New Orleans meat pies is back. Those crawfish meat pies are so delicious. You gotta take, you know, get a chance to go try some of those. Jackson Square people love that area for some of the things that they've been eating in New Orleans for forever. We encourage people to try food at all the different locations, from the Jazz Museum to the Riverfront, Spanish Plaza, Jack's Lot, and more. There's just so many great things to try. And the best part about it is we want people to always remember, festival calories do not count
That's right.
because you can walk them off. You can
Sure.
eat, enjoy it, get that energy back up, and then walk those calories off and then do it all over again.
That is 100% correct. I am going with it. You sold me.
There we go. We're on the same page. We're on the same page.
Right. Well, Morgan, I want to thank you so much for coming by. And where can folks go to get more information?
Please visit our website, FrenchQuarterFest.org. That's FrenchQuarterFest.org. And of course, if you download that website, that app, I mean, you can also stay tuned into all that information with additional links in the info section that take you right back to the website. So be on the lookout for all the things we have going on tomorrow as well. But we're really excited about having you guys out the past few days. Can't wait to make tomorrow the best day yet of this 4 days and end on a very high note.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming by, stopping by, and letting everybody know what all's happening at the French Quarter Festival. I really appreciate it.
DJ.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this. Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, welcomes everyone to enjoy 4 days of music from over 300 acts on 21 stages. A new culinary stage and food from over 60 culinary vendors on April 11th through April 14th. For more information, you can visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. And I wanted to take a quick minute. First of all, don't forget, check out, if you need to get tickets for the VIP experience for French Quarter Festival, go to FrenchQuarterFest.org. You can get all the information that you need about the festival. It's happening April 11th through the 14th, I believe, is the dates. And real quick, since we're short on time, I wanted to take a couple minutes, give some plugs to some businesses that I really believe in, and we've been talking about them a little bit. But the Computer Geeks on Magazine Street, right across the street from New York Pizza, had some work done for some of our automation computer. I'm sorry, not automation, our production computer here at the station. Did such a wonderful job. Make sure you. You go over and see them. They're located at 4417 Magazine Street. Like I said, right across the street from New York Pizza. And you can give them a call. Give Brian a call at 504-324-8762. If you're having any issues with your computer, make sure you give him a call, because he does great work and very good on prices as well. And a pleasant experience and great to work with. So check out the Computer Geeks at 4417 Magazine Street, right across the street from New York Pizza. And also, I want to give a plug to one of my neighborhood bars, the Britannia Bar. Now, it will be named something else in the near future. And forgive me, Steven and Alan at the Britannia Bar. I always butcher the name of it, so I'm going to leave it alone what you're going to change it to. But just a great neighborhood bar. So laid back. It is pet friendly, so you can bring your dog with you, have a cocktail. They do have food. Actually have a vegan burger too, which a lot of places don't have. And they're also big with sports, so you can go there, check out the Pelicans games, Saints games, any baseball. And they're also big into soccer too, so check that out. And there's a special every night. I believe Wednesdays are whiskey night, and wing nights Tuesdays. I've heard the burgers are excellent. I haven't had one yet. Thursday nights for sure, you need to go by there. They have karaoke. It's a lot of fun. Alan does that, so go check it out. And also, I believe that nurses get 25% off their tab, so you might want to go check that out, right across the street from the hospital on Britannia. So go check them out. They're located at 3445 Britannia Street, and you'll be happy that you went. So good people, and just a nice relaxed atmosphere. So go check out the Britannia Bar also. We're going to take a break, get some news, come back. We're going to talk a little Pelicans. We've got baseball going on now, and who knows what else we'll get to, so don't go away.
Now maybe I did not mean to treat you bad, yeah, but I did it anyway. And then maybe some would say your life was saved, yeah, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, returns April 11th through April 14th. Gather with friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter for the free four-day fest with the largest display of Louisiana music, food, and culture in the world. Download the official French Quarter Fest app and start planning your fest experience today. Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just want to see some palm trees. I will try and shake away this disease. We can live beside the ocean. Leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breaker. Watch the world die.
Thanks for sticking around for more of Something to Say Radio Show on WGSO 990 AM. Of course, streaming live on WGSO.com, and we're on that Mixler app. Make sure you get that. All right, we are a full week into, well, I guess more than a week because there was a couple of games over in Korea also. But either way, a full weekend to the Major League Baseball season. Few surprises as to what's been going on. I think the biggest surprise is that the Detroit Tigers, as of this recording... Or as of this show, I should say, not recording, the Detroit Tigers are 5-1. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? And then on the flip side, the Marlins haven't won a game yet. I think that if they lose today on Saturday against the Cardinals, they'll tie a record of teams to make a postseason and then start the season without a win. And that tie, I believe the Braves are one of those teams, but 0-9. Crazy. Wouldn't have thought that either. Then, of course, there's the no surprises. Well, I should add this. The Pittsburgh Pirates, although, you know, they have a tendency the last few years to come out hot out of the gate. And I definitely think they're on the upswing, but they started the season 6-1. And that's without Paul Skeens. I'm still waiting for him to come because I think that's going to be a huge addition to that rotation. The Yankees have came out 6-1. Then you got Boston 5-2, Orioles 4-2. Little surprising, the Astros are only 2-5 out of the gate. That's shocking to me. Then you have the Guardians. Cleveland is 6-2. A lot of good baseball being played. The Braves have dealt with some rainouts, so they're only 3-2. And then everybody else is under 500 in the East, which is a little surprising, I think. You have the Phillies that are 2-4, Nationals 2-4, and the Mets at an abysmal 1-5.
And I saw a video the other night of, and I guess it was their commentators. There was nobody, and I mean nobody, in that ballpark. And the announcer said something along the lines of, you know, they hadn't won a game yet. I don't think they hadn't gotten a hit in that particular game, and it was into the seventh inning, and I think they had like 3,500 in attendance, something like that. And alluded to the fact that maybe that's rock bottom. I don't know. That's surprising to me that they wouldn't have any, have that little of attendance. And then, of course, also this week, talking about attendance, the A's officially announced this will be their last season in Oakland. Of course, they're moving to Vegas, where they actually, I believe, this weekend or next week, they're going to be dropping the Tropicana Casino Hotel, and that'll be the future site of the Las Vegas A's. But until then, they are going to be playing in Sacramento, and I believe that stadium seats like 10,000, which I don't think they're going to have a problem. Their average attendance, I believe, has been 7,000, and that's just unreal. But you know, I you can't blame the people of Oakland for that. I think that is 100% on ownership. You know, they had such a great run in the 90s, and they had some good teams in the early 2000s as well. But every time they would develop young stars and they would trade them off and try to play, what was it called? I forgot. Billy Beane was the guy, the architect behind it, but I'm having a brain fart on it. But either way, replacing stars with guys, you know, multiple guys who could maybe get the production out of, and it just hasn't worked. And it's really deflating. You know, I have a few friends that are A's fans, and I can't imagine. I mean, it was tough enough to be a Cardinal fan last year, and that was something that doesn't happen very often, that the Cardinals fall on their face. So I can't imagine having to deal with that every single year. And I don't know if it's going to be any better when they get to Vegas. Are they going to spend the money? I mean, they better. If they're building this billion-dollar fantastic stadium, they better have some players that are going to draw interest so they can put some butts in the seats. Because if they continue to play Moneyball. No, I'm sorry. I don't know how I didn't remember that. If they continue to play Moneyball there, I don't believe it's going to work out there either. And the A's have been a team that have bounced around for, you know, probably more than any other team in baseball. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Of course, the Dodgers have been the Dodgers. That's no surprise. They're 7-2. Ohtani got his first home run as a Dodger the other day. I don't know. It's hard. I watched, you know, that series with the Cardinals last weekend, and the Cardinals had their opportunity to take a split from them and missed it. But it is what it is. That lineup's just tough. That's a tough lineup. Mookie Betts might be he is the hottest hitter on the planet right now. He has came out of the gate super strong. So we'll see how that all shakes out in the West. But I'm curious to see how the Diamondbacks play this year, and if they can recapture what they did last year in the postseason and be that strong again. We'll see. We'll see, you know. I'm a little surprised, too, with Milwaukee. They've came out a lot stronger than I thought they would at 4-1. I didn't really think that they had the horses to do it, you know, with a change in leadership and letting some of their players go. I didn't think they would come out as strong as they have. But it's early. We're only a week in. You know, a lot can happen. I've seen, you know, although I will say that, you know, there are plenty of times that games in April can cost you October, but there's still a lot of time. A lot of time, you know. What is it? Flag Day is the day that teams are who they are. So we'll see how that all goes. In the basketball, the Pels have been free falling. Cue the Tom Petty. Ever since Brandon Ingram was hurt, but hopefully he'll be back next week. Hopefully, because we're running out of real estate, and the Pels, as of right now, are now in the play-in games, which is not what they wanted. Although tomorrow night they'll have a game with the Suns, and that's a huge game because you don't want to have to do the play-in tournament. You want to just get in. ideally, it would be nice to be able to get up to the four spot, which is where they had been until their recent slide. But man, that's going to be tough. I think there's only six games left. I'm sorry. So we'll see. But certainly the game against the Suns is going to be huge. There's a game against the Lakers. It's going to be huge. That's the last game of the season. They got the Warriors. They have the Blazers, which, you know, that should be a gimme game. But they certainly need to take care of business, and they haven't been. You know, their success is so predicated on playing good defense, and they just really haven't been. You know, they gave up almost 50 points to the Suns last week in the first quarter. You're not going to win very many games like that. You just can't. Now there was a valiant effort to come back. However, it's just too much to overcome. It really was. You know, they were down like 22 points after the first quarter. I think they ended up losing by 13, but still, you just can't dig yourself out. You can't put yourself in a hole like that constantly. So hopefully they can get it together and make a late charge and not have to do the play-in, because I don't like that at all. And let's see here. What else we got going on? Oh, well, the big thing, well, at least for me this weekend, is it's WrestleMania week, and I'm excited about it. It's been a while since I've been this excited about wrestling, but there's been some really good storytelling, and with The Rock being back involved, and you know, we talked about Vince McMahon and his issues and legal battles that he's dealing with. You know, that all that aside, I think things have been so much better without him being involved, and they have been for quite some time. But this weekend, I think it's been good, and I'm not going to share too much about this, but there's a person that I know from where I grew up. Her and her husband took their son to WrestleMania this week, and he's part of the Make-A-Wish deal. And boy, the WWE has just been wonderful. From the pictures that I've been seeing of on social media of what they've done for that young man, just hats off, and just what a wonderful experience. So I think that's really cool that they did that. Of course, tonight is night one of WrestleMania, and the big match, The Rock and his cousin Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth freaking Rollins. And maybe probably the biggest tag team match in WrestleMania history. I don't think that's wrong to say. And of course, the implications of that is whoever, if Rock and Roman win, then Cody has to fight Roman on night two under Bloodline rules, which are no rules. But it's all gonna be fun. I'm certainly looking forward to ODing this week on wrestling, or this weekend. Snacks are all ready, and that is the game plan. Not leaving the house, hanging out with my dog, watching wrestling, and soaking it all in all weekend long. It's gonna be absolutely fantastic. So I can't wait. And then, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some surprises around the event too. And of course, Monday with Raw, that's usually always a big time for more surprises. So we'll have to wait and see. If you're a WWE fan or even a pro wrestling fan in general, I think this is your weekend. So this is the Super Bowl for wrestling fans. So enjoy it. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up with some Florida Man, and we'll get on down the road. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Something to Say radio show, and I'll be right back.
So I show you, run from something.
you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, welcomes everyone to enjoy 4 days of music from over 300 acts on 21 stages. A new culinary stage and food from over 60 culinary vendors on April 11th through April 14th. For more information, you can visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Right, we're back. Last segment of the week, so let's make that trek over to Florida and see what those good folks over there have been up to this last week. So here is this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, the first story I have comes from FoxNews.com, and the headline is Florida Man Accused of Hitting Walgreens Store Manager with a Bible on Easter Sunday. Well, that doesn't seem like a very appropriate thing to do on Easter Sunday, or really any time, I guess. Florida Man was arrested after he allegedly assaulted a Walgreens store manager with a Bible on Easter Sunday. Peter Owens, insert your own joke on Peter Cottontail. Peter Owens, 35, was arrested and charged with felony battery after the incident that unfolded at a Walgreens store in Clearwater Beach, according to an arrest affidavit from the Clearwater Police Department. According to the affidavit, Owens entered the Walgreens store just after 11:30 to p.m. to purchase a pair of headphones when he got into a verbal altercation with a store employee over the merchandise. The argument escalated after the employee got the store manager involved. Owens then allegedly smacked her in the face with the Bible after she asked him to leave the store. Officials also said that this was not Owens' first run-in with the law. He has one prior conviction for battery and was convicted on that charge in March of 2020, according to the affidavit. Police were able to locate Owens shortly after and take him into custody. He told the police that he hit the store manager with the Bible because she was being rude to him, the affidavit said, adding that he did not mean to hit her. Well, that doesn't even make sense. He hit her because she was being rude, but he didn't mean to hit her. He was released from the Pinellas County Jail the next day after posting a $5,000 bond. However, Owens' crime spree did not stop there. Less than 24 hours after his release, he was arrested again. This is according to an affidavit from Tarpon Springs Police Department. Owens allegedly stole men's shoes and a box of Cheez-Its from Walmart. The affidavit described that Owens allegedly grabbed the snack and took it into the bathroom with him before selecting a pair of shoes from a shelf, ripping the tag off of him. He then tried on the shoes before allegedly shoving them inside a duffel bag. He was stopped by a loss prevention officer when he allegedly walked out of the store without paying. Police were notified, and Owens was arrested once again and transported back to the Pinellas County Jail. And as of Wednesday afternoon, he remains in custody on a $150 bond, according to jail records. How did he post the... Well, I guess if you've just posted a $5,000 one, it makes it tough to post the $150, I guess. I don't know. All right, let's see. This one comes from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Fox13News.com. Headlines, beef jerky pistachios land Florida man behind bars. This happened in Winter Haven, Florida. A Florida man's hankering for beef jerky and pistachio nuts was so strong that deputies say he swiped more than $100 worth of treats from a Polk County convenience store without stopping to pay. That is a lot of nuts and beef jerky. $100 worth? Surveillance video shows Anton Kamarflov, I'm not even going to attempt to try to name say that name again, of Windermere, walking into a Love's truck stop and stopping to look at a sign depicting a deputy patrol car that read, "Free ride if you shoplift from the store." According to Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, Kamarflov continued walking inside the store, grabbed beef jerky and pistachio nuts, and strolled out. Judd stated, "Nuts for a nut, right? Get it? Ha 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 ha." Judd said when the employees who saw him steal the items went to stop him, he ran to his Lowe's box truck. Oh my gosh, he was even on the clock. What are you doing? I bet Lowe's was not happy about this this morning. They were even less happy when he did this theft because, you know, there was nobody to drive the Lowe's truck because he got that free ride we advertised right at the front door. He was taken to jail and Lowe's got its beef jerky back. He's been charged with first-degree petty theft. Well, thank goodness that the beef jerky is safe. That is the most important thing, I do believe. Let's see here. I don't know how much more time we really have. I'll tell you what. Let's stop it there, and we can always pick it back up next week. Want to thank Morgan Valerie for coming by, sharing all the cool information about the French Quarter Fest. It's happening next weekend. Of course, it's free, and if I really recommend downloading that app. It's such a great tool to navigate the whole festival. So make sure you do that. It's free, and it's on the it's available for Android and Apple. So make sure you do that. Also, make sure that you are tuning in on Monday morning to Jeff Carrera's show, Ringside Politics, because Jeff has a big announcement that he's going to be making. And if you are a fan of WGSO and you love the station, it'll be a good time for you to listen on something big that's on the horizon for us. So make sure you tune into him. He is on from 7 to 11 Monday morning. Of course, 7 to 11 every morning with Ringside Politics. Make sure that you're tuning into him specifically Monday so you can find out the 411, as the kids say, on what's going on with WGSO. So with that being said, I'm going to step aside. I'm going to get out of here. We'll get on down the road. Enjoy the weekend. Of course, I am. Be watching WrestleMania. And until the next time, just remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. I'll talk to you soon.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you got to get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me, teach me how to swallow pride. I took advice no fool would take. I got some help.